Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning on my show. Greeting everybody.
The
awesome co-host, because I can't often say lovely to LX. But
well, yeah. I am lovely.
Oh, shit. Ooh.
Isn't he lovely?
No, okay, well, dude,
I'm trying to figure out why I can't hear my theme song.
Oh. It's supposed to be playing.
It's supposed to be playing right about now. It's,
maybe it's just playing it.
No, it should be up, all the way up. The only way we would know is if someone called in. But anyways, talking about tax season, before we get into that, we have like a minute to talk about what we were talking about before. Because my Leo,
tripping.
It's being an art.
Don't do me.
She's like, y'all killing my hustle.
She was like, hypothetically.
Don't do
me. Some guy buys you an expensive bag that you don't use, but you need it all of a sudden for bills. Can you pawn it? Is that right?
Is that right?
Yep. Is that okay?
Yep.
You can do whatever you want, but I think that it's, frankly, that is kind of rude.
Right. Let me do this. Technically, it's your bag. Definitely.
Okay.
But it's still a gift.
No!
Your mama don't buy you something on Christmas and you go run back to the store. Like, ma, I had to pawn that
shit.
But
see, that's what I mean. What is the statute of limitations? Yeah. Such for a gift. Like,
but
at what point can you pawn a gift or give it away?
But this is the thing. I can't, if I buy you something, I can't tell you what to do with
it. Yeah, but if you don't even see them wear it, and then the next day you tell me, like, hey, where's the pair of shoes I bought you?
Or tell me you don't feel bad.
I sold them.
Okay, let me ask you this.
I sold them for my phone. Now you're just being ignorant.
If you like, okay, let's say you buy me a wallet.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
How often do you see me actually in hand have a wallet?
Okay, that's different.
No. This is, you're getting all caught up in the semantics.
No.
This is what I'm saying. If you know me, I don't carry bags like that. I barely ever carry an actual wallet. But if you said, hey, you know, I noticed you don't have a wallet, I'm going to buy you a wallet for Christmas. And I'm like, oh, okay, thank you. I appreciate the fact that you just bought me something. Now, you with me almost all the time, almost every day.
Yeah, you never see that wallet.
And you will never see that wallet that you know I need.
That you bought.
How you going to feel?
I'm going to feel like it was repurposed. Like, honestly, like, really, like,
No. I'm talking about feelings and emotions.
I
want to
feel like it was repurposed.
But how would that make you feel?
Like, I still helped you in some kind of way.
You see how she's avoiding the damn question?
She is driving a squiggly line around
here. Not even answering the question. Okay, well, that's
mad.
Good.
Mad.
What's
the point?
It's
angry. Those are feelings.
No. I just wasn't feeling.
Feeling repurposed. That is.
You are feeling different.
I was doing a susu, an African susu with my cousin and my aunt. And I didn't have a PayPal. I couldn't use it. So I gave my cousin $100 to put on her PayPal to put in the susu. She calls me, and we talk about the fact that instead of doing what she was supposed to do with it, she used it. So I can't get mad. I technically put it into your hands, but you're going to be thankful.
So what was your first reaction?
I wasn't mad.
What was your first?
You had no distaste, no nothing about taking money that was meant to do something and did something else. Like,
no
matter if it's now it was repurposed.
So
she took the money and said, hey, I
just
want some
penny. Yes,
it was logical.
But initially, that first ping of, but I gave it to you for this.
I was like,
that never crossed your mind.
No, because she took care of it. She called the priest and everything and told him told him that, yes, she gave
without
money.
All the story. I'm talking about
the actual fact.
The fact
that
it mattered. You were totally like, oh, you take my money? That's awesome.
No.
That was so crazy.
I said, okay, I can understand that, and thank you, because
Before the story.
No,
so you didn't understand it before the story.
She gave me everything came
you
at
see
once.
What I see?
No. It can all come at once. Words come singularly. Unless they learn how to talk. Yeah. Unless they learn how to talk in circles where they can
like,
give you attention
in one second.
Totally
different thing. So, my story.
I'm just breaking all this shit.
The dude that I lost my virginity to, okay?
Shout out.
No shout out.
I mean, he was missing, so he. If he's listening, he's like, hey.
Shot fire, bro, whoever you are.
Dead in front. But this is what
I took the mask off.
So, it was one of those situations where we really didn't know what we was doing. We
of course
had sex twice, and then he moved and he left. And then, so this is my question to him. He had been gone. So I asked him, I said, so, you know, have you done anything? You feel me? I asked him straight out. And instead of being the type of dude to be like, nah, you know, man, I only think about, he said, to be honest, you know, I'm not no dog, a person, but yeah, I did. I feel you, I was lonely. It happened. I'm like, you know what? I respect you, but I can't deal with you anyway. And I left that. I wasn't mad. I wasn't angry. There was no tears. There was nothing. None of the emotional attachment you feel when you have to string something out. No, once somebody comes to you and tells you what it is right then, it's fine. If I give you something and you needed that $4,000 or whatever I put into spending on that crap to do something else and it helped you, yeah. Because no, I'm not going to think if I'm spending that $4,000 on you, you're somebody I love from the bottom of my heart, and I will hope that would help you in any kind of way. You need to be helped.
No,
and now
she said, like, story got nothing to do. What we talking about?
It was supposed to deter us, confuse our minds.
I was just using that as an example.
It was a
mind.
I felt like I was into a Baptist preacher. I really. I'm like, where are you going?
Where are you going? Nothing to do with what you started out.
And I lost my virginity.
No.
Y'all understand. Y'all get it.
Right?
And then I call him. He told me he's fucking other people.
No.
So I said, the Lord don't want me to give you this money.
It's a rated no R. But the story I was telling you was I asked the question. I said, so if I'm wrong for taking other gifts he gives me, but this gift I know I'm not going to ever use. It's going to sit in the top of the closet, collect dust, and it's expensive, and I got this here that I can really use that for. Am I wrong for pulling that bag? But I got his bling bling on.
Yes.
You feel me? I'm rocking it.
Look, how about this?
The earrings.
You are
only wrong if you get caught.
And if you get caught, you're
but
dead out of
your closet and be like, babe, where that bag at?
Where that work I bought you?
And I didn't
drop bands on.
And that's
it.
I would tell him before he has
you
to.
You going to look sick.
I'm going to point it first. Do everything I got to do.
That's horrible.
And then I'm going to tell him, like, babe.
Okay,
you know,
so our question was.
I pawned it because, you know, I wasn't there.
Why wouldn't you just ask him to pay
me? Exactly. Why? Answer that.
Because
tell
I would rather pay my own bills.
Exactly.
Like,
you're not.
Why?
Not pay your own bill.
Why?
His four bands that was on that bag that you just pawned paid your bill. The foundation is leads to him.
Girl,
so,
the illusion is real.
Yeah, no.
I had to work for the four bands on that bag.
No, no. We said I had to kick you dinner that night.
Right.
I had to
just give in to the argument when I knew you was being a fool and you was wrong, but I had to just give in and let
you
take
that.
Exactly. You feel me? Were you in a relationship with somebody that spent four bands on you?
You get $10.99 on
this. Right.
Take advantage of that. It is literally true. People are winning cruises, tablets, all types of stuff.
I'm going on a cruise, y'all.
For real,
though. He's gonna lie to you.
So, yeah, make sure you guys hit up New Republic. You can look them up on Facebook. We can give you a phone number at the end of the show so we can plug it in. So, anyway.
Get your money.
Yeah, tough season buckle. Some people get like 10 grand.
Man.
Me, I'll be lucky to break even and get a dollar.
Yeah, that's how it goes. Well, you know, for those that are, like, out there that are really balling, like all those baby mamas out there, you know, they're that really – I love this time of year because you just get to see people come out of the woodwork and just be like that. Like, for that month and a half or 2 months, they are that person for sure. Like, yo, you can't – hey, you can't say nothing to them. Like, yo, you collected nicely on that. You got your nice car. Weave looking great, nails popping, look at you, your haircut, you smell good. Tax season brings the best out of people, so it definitely is. Some people, you know, flounder their money and just throw it away. Some people actually save it. Some people go buy things they actually need. So we're talking
like
about
bills and debt and food and
Well, of course, you gotta get some food. I think that's the best time I haven't got taxes in years, but I worked this last year.
Kudos.
Yeah, about 8 jobs. I was out here like a Jamaican. But so I finally get to collect on taxes, and I'm going to see what that feels like, and I'm for sure going to take myself out to a steakhouse.
Sounds good. Like Texas Roadhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Outback.
Outback. I was just about to say though.
Outback is good.
Yeah. Shout out to Outback, man. Y'all, send me some gift cards, please.
I've never been.
You never been to Outback?
But she's not a beef eater.
You're not a beef eater? Oh, well.
I was when I was younger, though. Don't get me wrong. Black Angus was my spot.
Why you stopped eating beef?
Because I started staying with my grandma, and, like, when I was staying with her, she ate a certain way, and because I was dependent on her, we all had to eat a certain way, and it just changed me.
That's what I say in my household. It's different for me, though. Like, we couldn't eat beef here either. You know, my mom's had high blood pressure and all that, so we eat a lot of turkey, ground turkey, all that, which is really good for you, and it does give you a certain different feeling. So when you eat that beef, it does weigh you down, but
oh, yeah.
So good.
It is good. I eat it every now and then.
It's so delicious.
Really, really,
and the thing, I really, if you haven't noticed, I'm a real steak eater now. Like, I'll mess up a great rib eye. Like,
it's a grapevine that he is an excellent. Steak,
I am up there with five star. If Chef Ramsey come through today, I'm cooking him a ribeye.
I actually made Ramsey a tuna sandwich one day, believe it or not.
Chef Ramsey,
yeah.
Did he go, this is dry. This is dry.
My tuna sandwich is dry.
That's for
tuna.
I didn't make the tuna.
You gave him canned?
I was working
at it. You gave Chef Ramsey canned tuna?
I didn't say it was canned.
Okay.
I said it was prepped.
All right.
Chef's cooking downstairs, right
high in my face, coming
and
out, wiping it off.
Yes, I had to just cook. Even though it's prepped, you still gotta put the right balance of ingredients on there so it's not too this and not too that. We ordered a spicy tuna sandwich, and I was like, dude, y'all know who that is.
He's eating my food.
Can I just do this right quick? Can I do this? These are the hands that fed Chef Ramsey.
And he was biting it, eating it, because he was like across. He was in the airport. He was like across the way. He just kept looking over and typing in his computer and looking over. And I was like, he better be writing a good review because he didn't come complain. So hey, and he ate the whole sandwich.
Okay, then he likes it. He'll take a bite,
like it.
Take a piece out of his mouth. Like,
what is this? What did you say to do here?
I'm a Kitchen Nightmare, Hell Kitchen fanatic.
Oh,
like,
yes.
That's my show. Like, yo, Chef Ramsey's the man to me. Like, if I ever meet him, like, I'm going to be like, yo, get what plate for you. That's it. That's what?
It's going to be a steak.
It's going to be a delicious ribeye, man. I promise you.
I've had, you know, my
bucket list
when my
taxes
go to school, and I actually plan on taking some culinary classes.
Thank you now. What you mean? What you crying for?
Some people.
It's just a bucket list.
Them people. They do it to you. The ones who do it, them people will hurt your feelings because all year you like, we working, I'm paying no taxes, we wavy, and then you get there and they be like, oh yeah.
Got you.
They like, get him.
It's delivered. It says, sit. The next day, it said, you must call for child support. I said, I don't owe no child. Oh, my student loan.
Good loan, though.
You know, I just got a loan
education. How long can you do?
Yeah.
Six, oh, so
like
you have to keep up on the 6 months.
You can have to keep up.
Yeah, because like the first 6 months for me is in April.
Mm-hmm.
So they give you up to 6 months to start making payments on it.
Or to go back to school.
Or to go back to school.
People need
now,
to
for me.
And you can fix the payments.
But what they,
payment.
Right. But what they don't know is if you work for the city or for a school, you can actually defer your student loans for quite some time, if not eradicate them completely.
Wow.
Depending on, like, you can, you have to be making payments on it for, like, a certain amount of time and then not expunge it. But for the most part, it's like if you're, if you do anything teaching related, be a tutor at a school. You know what I'm saying? Like,
at your school program, 2 hours a day.
Not only will that help you, because especially if you're doing it in your field, that's going to help you stay abreast on what you're doing.
See?
I'm a coach.
Yeah.
Not unless you actually work for it.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, I don't work for the school.
So you ain't getting a W-2 or anything like that.
I can slip in there though, you know.
But you'd have to have been employed and contributing to the loan for a certain amount of time. But either way, that's a way to get around. So you're not paying it for like 30 years. So that's like a damn house.
Yeah, and that's where they get us. They get us there because they know we're not financially literate, and that's how I got. I'm not financially literate enough to know that taking these loans on and stuff doesn't go the way you want it to go.
It goes away.
It's done. You're
one of like millions in America right now that are drowning under student loans.
$26,000, the highest debt in my $1,000, all because of a punk counselor who saw that I was pregnant. I think I was about four or five months pregnant. And she's like, oh, I'm trying to talk to you about the LVN program. You know, I'm trying to be a nurse. I already got all my stuff, my ducks lined up. She's like, oh, I don't think you'll be back, blah, 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 talking to me about my baby. I'm like, well, what about these classes? She failed to tell me that you have to take prerequisites for the LVN program. So the whole time I'm crashing prerequisites and I'm not able to get another of those classes. So wasted my loan. So, of course, I didn't get the job I thought I was going to get.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right, Brittany, so what's one of your bucket lists? What are you doing?
If I was getting
any tattoos. You were to get any. Let's say you're getting a good amount to, like, you, like, two kids up and, like.
Oh, that's easy, like $5,000.
Yeah.
Give me two kids
up,
five,
no loans, no loans out, you know, special program, all that. What are you going to spend?
I'm trying to figure out my legal sign language here. What's going on?
I'm sorry. New Republic was calling. I was trying to see how much more time we're going to talk because I can't see it. If
you ain't got the time back then?
Yeah, but.
She got
saved,
though.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
So, let's see. Talking a good amount of taxes. Because student loans are coming up, I would set probably at least 1,000 or so set aside. $5,000 ain't much, to be honest. But,
Your student loans are probably hectic, too. Like, how much you owe?
Probably like double my Leo.
No, I feel
the more school you do, the more money. That's all I know.
Thing, like, I only did 2 years, but technically, I still came out okay, considering the fact that most people pay what I pay every single year for 4 years.
Exactly. I did two years
for the price of one, so I think I'm good. But
real quick, just some good knowledge from to a lot of people. Like, my auntie told me this like a minute ago. She was like, yo, you're going to owe, period. There is no staying out of debt in America. Debt is a part of America. So get as much money as you can. Take those student loans, take those house loans, take a loan. It don't matter. She was like, hey, yo, I'm going to die. One day, we're all gonna die. One day, guess what? As long as you did what you wanted to do with your life, who cares what those debts go to? Like, hey, let that defer, or let that go wherever it needs to be. Let it get paid off when I'm dead. But the point is, you use those things as a vehicle to get to where you need to go.
Well, that's the thing. It's all about using it properly because money is a tool.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Because a lot of people are scared of debt. Like I'm terrified of
it. I didn't go to college, the university that I wanted to go to out of high school because I didn't want debt. That postponed my whole little career plans and everything. So now that I'm just now getting to it, 27, like I feel like I'm 2 years behind. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, long story short, I would definitely handle some debt to get those down so that I won't have to worry about doing, you know, a whole lot of monthly payments. And so I hate monthly payments. I really do. Like, I'm the kind of person that if I had it, I would pay everything 6 months in advance.
Yeah.
Rent, car note, insurance.
Don't bug me. For the next
debt,
6 months.
Whatever.
Because I'm going to just stack for the next
exactly.
6 months. And then when it's time for me to get you your rent,
your
it's like,
rent
oh,
it's cool.
You can take this whole check. We good at everything straight, everything.
But at the same time, though, I appreciate it because I'm not disciplined enough to make that happen
right.
yet. So paying it month to month is fine, but I do find myself financially challenging myself every year. Because my goal consistently is to double my income every year.
Yeah.
Right.
That's my goal. And
I should be
unconsciously, I've been able to increase my income. Maybe not so double it, but still, it's an increase from the year before. So, I mean, having more bills is motivation for me to make more money.
Yeah.
So, like I didn't have money to pay for a car note or none of that until I got a car. Wow, how did that work? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
I think Biggie said it best.
Yeah.
More money,
more
problems.
He didn't say more. He said mo.
Mo.
But see,
more money, more problems.
But see, I don't really look at it as problems yet because I ain't making.
But it was
millions.
I look at it more as a metaphor. Like it's a metaphor. Like as the more money you get, the more responsibilities you have to have.
Let's
like,
put it in Bible
unless you're
terms.
A hermit, like and it's just like.
Let's put it in Bible terms. To whom much is given,
much is required.
Yeah, that is a principle across the board.
Hey, Biggie thought he was smart.
You know,
he put the Bible scripture.
You know, he
wasn't
always
so. Too much is
required.
Oh, more money. More money. I got it.
Put that in
a lap. Biggie, rest in peace, man. You're a genius from above, man. You was before your time.
So,
and after.
We have, oh, my bad. Yeah, and after. So, we have what,
after death.
Debt, pay off some debt.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? My
bucket
list.
For me, it's just getting ahead of the game.
Yeah, getting ahead of the game.
Which is debt. I mean,
exactly.
Rent is debt. Phone bill is
debt.
Any kind of bill you got is debt. You ain't making money unless somebody owes you. You know what I'm saying? So either I'm making sure I'm not owing the platform extra money than I need to, or I'm making sure I'm putting myself in a position that somebody owes me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So tax money to me, it's not, oh, this is splurge money. This is get some rims on your car money. This is get some new clothes money. Maybe if you got all your shit together.
But
if you're 100% out of debt.
It should be
but,
a cushion or a leap board to spring you forward. To.
And for me, that's all about timing. So if I got the money right now, all of that. And if I had kids, then definitely they would be taken care of. But for the most part, most of that's going to go towards getting a tenant grant. Rent's going to get paid 2 or 3 months in advance now. You know what I'm saying? Like, all of that's going to be together.
Because then you still, as long as you're working still,
that's all money coming in.
Exactly. Because I'm still going to work.
Yep.
It's basically the one form of passive income that it could be. Now, granted, though, if I am making too much money, you know, I'm not going to be getting as much in taxes, which is fine, but that's still extra money. You know what I'm saying? So what people tend to forget is when it comes to taxes, and we met this last year talking to Gary Carnegie, taxes is for poor people.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So think about it. That's a refund. They're returning to you what they took from you during the middle of the year. So either they're
people,
gonna,
certain people, to be honest, certain tax brackets
don't get
taxes back.
And they're
they
not
pay
even
taxes.
Expecting us back. They're like, I just want to owe less.
I just want to give you, look, can I get this much right now and get the rest, like, it's back in the year.
Right. Like I just did a return for someone, and instead they did it themselves. If they had gone through it, they would have paid over $5,000 to IRS. I did it, lowered it down by like $3,000 or $4,000. And I'm like, yeah, it's good. I mean, technically, we kind of expensive, but this is what you would pay versus that. And she was like, what? Sign me up. I will pay you right. You take card, credit.
Oh, yeah. When people, those are people, when they have to pay less, that is like music to their ears.
Exactly.
Like,
and that's the thing. People that be out here tax balling, like, I just want you to know that people that are financially literate, we see you.
We see you.
We know, okay? That you had to have either doctored up something or made a certain amount of money to get that much back.
Mm-hmm.
When you're over there and you're just trying to get down to zero, then come talk to This starts flossing with me. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, well, now then, I know that you're really serious.
Well, then you won't have to wait until February to floss. You can just floss all year.
Exactly. You can floss in Christmas time.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You can floss in the middle of July.
And then we're not trying to rag or bring down anybody. We're just trying to enlighten and inspire. Like,
exactly.
What's the tax season
because
come
frankly,
by?
I want all the tax bonus to come in New Republic. So trust me, I ain't trying to put you away.
Come spend your money this way.
Yeah, so
black power.
Get your taxes, man.
Right.
Spend your money in black owned businesses. Let's make the black dollar work for itself. And if you're not going to do that, at least invest your money. Spend wisely. Save wisely.
Like, literally, invest your money.
Invest your money.
Expand your portfolio.
Don't think in the next 2 or 3 months. Let's think the next 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Think about getting an IRA if you're well-to-do so far, your tax return money is a couple thousand, a few thousand, buy some stock. Amazon's doing really good right now.
Yeah.
Go invest it to Amazon.
They're about to be booming in the next 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Words. Residual income. The magic word, residual income. A lot of us don't know what that is before hearing it.
If y'all want some more information on how to figure out which way to go, I can give you a Google number to call, 323-989-2798, and we can make an appointment, talk some more about the different options that are available to you, because most people don't know. You know, they can put trust set up for their kids. There's many different types of trust. There's different ways to trade. You can do day trading. You can do Forex trading, which is currency. I mean, there's so many things.
And there's a reason why, and I just want to drop this rule off too, like there's a reason why the others are ahead of the game. Like they get taught this young, way before,
exactly.
They even hit the step 40. We already taking on debt without knowing what we're doing. They already knew they was already put onto the game, and that's why, like, a lot of the, you know, my folks I talk to, they'll break down the game to me and be like, oh, man, I don't pay no taxes.
Right.
What Donald Trump say on that podium when they was having the debate, and she was like, but Donald Trump don't pay no taxes. He said, because I'm smart.
Right, because I know how to do my money.
I know how to work my money.
I know how my money works for me.
I don't have to pay the state anything.
And there's ways to make the game work for you instead of you being worked by the game.
Yeah.
And it sounds difficult, but it's actually easier than expected. I did my own return, and it's not finished. But for the most part, being self-employed for majority of the year and still not having to owe the IRS, I think I did pretty damn good. I actually got a small return.
I'm poor, and I need my
even with Ludacris, he was like, yeah, we make different money, but we in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's over there, he making his money, but his bills is up way in the sky. You know,
it's different. Everybody's living situations is different. Like,
everybody
gets
a paycheck.
Right. I bought a car last year so that I wouldn't have to buy a car this year. So that this year, when I did get a return, all I had to do was focus on enriching the lives of me and my children, and now I set myself back. So it's like, square one,
right.
Figure it out.
Don't end. The hustle don't stop, man. So
I'm already knowing.
Everybody keep grinding out there. Don't stop. If you're getting a...
Spend it
wisely. Kudos to you. Get your money. Continue to get your money. Spend it wisely. Save it wisely.
Yes.
And invest it wisely, for sure. And if you want to invest some money in some place that you just don't know what to do with your money, OMR is taking sponsorships and investments. So you can always get at us on Facebook.
You have money for everything.
Tax write off.
And we all.
Hello.
And that's what everybody keeps saying.